This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Afghans Wednesday faced an increasingly desperate race to escape life under the Taliban after U.S. President Joe Biden confirmed U.S.-led evacuations will end next week. More than 80,000 people have been evacuated since August 14th, but huge crowds remain outside Kabul airport, hoping to flee the threat of reprisals and repression in Taliban-ruled Afghanistan. Mr. Biden said Tuesday the United States would stick to its August 31st deadline to completely withdraw its troops, despite warnings from European allies that not all vulnerable Afghans would be able to leave by then. The president said, quote, "The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risks to our troops," end quote. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday her country will try to help Afghans who worked with its soldiers and aid organizations and wish to leave Afghanistan after the August 31st deadline for the withdrawal of foreign troops expires. She told the German parliament, quote, "The end of the air bridge in a few days must not mean the end of efforts to protect Afghan helpers and help those Afghans who have been left in a bigger emergency with the takeover of the Taliban," end quote. The scramble to lift Germans and Afghans out of Kabul has damaged Merkel's conservatives, whose poll ratings have been falling 5 weeks before an election on September 26th. Meanwhile, the Taliban's main spokesperson said Tuesday it expects foreign evacuations from Kabul to be completed by the end of the month, urging Afghans to stay to help rebuild their country. U.S. President Kamala Harris's trip from Singapore to Vietnam was delayed several hours Tuesday by an investigation into two possible cases in Hanoi of the so-called Havana syndrome. This is VOA.